You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. I'm Joel Kasem, and joining me to talk about all things AFL, NRL, tennis, and whatever else are my dear friends Mick Rad and Gabby Morris.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
What are we all doing? What is going wrong? What is going on with technology and life and being in the same place at the same time? We did it 1 week and then we never do it again.
Yeah. So last week we were all back in the studio together. Had been a while since we've done it. This week, that was gross. Let's all go back to Zoom like it's COVID 2020.
We got our fill of being in the same room and now we're like, that'll do for another hour.
That'll do. That will do. Well, I'm pretty happy. I just got a beer delivered to me and I'm nice and warm and cozy. So I don't have to be in the same room as you. Pretty good.
You don't have pretty to good. Smell boys.
Yeah. And you've got a, let's talk about this hat. I like your hat.
Somebody else said that to me the other day. I'm wearing a purple towel bucket hat.
Yeah.
What's this? Yeah, look, it's
a bucket
probably,
hat, isn't it? That's a bucket hat.
No.
Yeah, but like that towel.
It's got a rim.
Like flannel.
Rim.
Like,
put the rim down so it's flat. Yeah, now it's a bucket hat. Now it's a bucket hat.
My brother-in-law, I went to his house the other day and he has a hat rack and I just walked in and I put the hat on and he was like, yeah, you can have that hat. And I just haven't taken it off, but it's definitely unique. I think it's, I'm bordering on like kind of a midlife crisis, I think, wearing this hat. Like it's...
It's what the kids wear, isn't it, Gab?
Yeah, it's what the kids
in the
wear.
90s.
It's exactly, but I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like wearing a hat, and today's the day, so it's your lucky day.
Thank you.
Unfortunate for the listeners, but
I've taken a screenshot, so everyone will be able to appreciate it too.
Great.
Well, I have my. Oh, I'll fix that.
Well, you're not wearing any sort of condom beanie, any type of hat.
No, I'm indoors. I'm not cold. I don't have to hide my baldness. And I will freely wear nothing at
home. Well, you should never hide your baldness. It's beautiful. You have a warm house. I don't. I'm freezing in this house. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's pretty cold here too. Winter can get in the bin.
Yeah, go on then.
It's been pretty warm though.
Anyway, we do seem to we often dwell on some of the most boring topics at every beginning of our show.
The Bureau of Meteorology do not find the weather boring. And if they're listening, they're probably enjoying this part of the show.
Yeah, hats off to Bom. My midlife crisis bucket hat off to Bom. I love them.
We'll move on. But just if you were to jump into a pool or the beach, you love going to the beach. Will you pop that on and will that dry your head? Is it sort of towel fabric? This isn't a joke.
Well, not on the inside. I think it's kind of cute. It's cute or is it a bit weird? It's a bit weird. It's probably a bit weird wearing a bucket hat indoors. You know what? I'm having a bad hair day.
There we go. The truth comes out.
I'm actually getting my hair cut on Friday. And if anyone's got any hot tips, I have been Googling haircuts and I'm now really
I think
lost,
you should just get hot tips.
Do you have like a go-to hairdresser you've been going to for a long time?
No. Like
you don't?
I go to all over the place and it's probably not good.
I've got a good recommendation. We'll talk after.
Okay, great. Well, I'm already booked in on
Friday. Don't believe me, but believe my wife because she goes to the same guy for like years. He's done my hair too.
Yep. I've heard of him. Great guy.
All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment. Hasn't got a name.
Well, it does.
Does it? What is it? What is it called? Goal, own goal, streaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gogs.
Gogs. Yeah, Gogs is good.
Gogs. It's Gogs.
Yeah, look, Joel's still not up today. We've been doing this for a while, but it's goal, own goal streaker, the best part of your week, the worst part of your week, and the surprise of your week. Just, yeah, you know, this was intended to cut out that what we just did for the last 15 minutes and just get really nice, short, sharp. How was your week? Here mm-hmm. it is.
Here we go.
We've failed miserably at this and we've been doing it for a while, but that's fine. Mick, do you want to start?
All right. So sure. My goal, I was up in the Sunshine Coast for a family shebang on the weekend. So
a shebang.
Now this is almost like a all three in one. So I was trying to work out which category it fits in, but I'm going to go into the goal category because it's funny. It was a joint birthday for two of my brother-in-laws. One was turning 30, one was turning 50. So it was like a joint 80th. and they're born on the same day, like exactly like same birthday. Anyway, we're at the Powerboat Club in Caloundra and everyone's there, the whole family's there, people from all over the Queensland and whatnot, all gathered for the, you know, cake and the speeches and whatnot. So they cut the cake and they're doing the speeches and they get to the end and everyone's cheering and singing happy birthday. And then one of the brother-in-law's mother walks back into the room. And everyone's like, where have you been? She's like, oh, I've been in the bathroom. And we're like, we just did all of the speeches while you were away in the bathroom. And she was like, oh, she got really upset. It was like, it was sort of an own goal for her because she left for those so long. It was a goal for me because I was laughing a lot. And it was a streaker for everyone who was just completely drunk and just enjoying the spectacle. So that was pretty enjoyable. Had a great time in Caloundra. I do like the Sunshine Coast, only when the sun comes out, though. Really, because otherwise this is the grey, overcast,
grey coast,
wet coast. I mean, it's not sunshine at all.
No.
I guess the own goal as well was planes. Planes suck. People on planes suck. People coughing and sputtering while eating nuts is pretty gross.
When people recording a radio show while taking off. All those things.
Oh, yeah, who would do that? Far out. And then taxi drivers are the worst because I have this problem where you get a taxi from Sydney Airport to get to my place, which isn't that far away. And as soon as you tell them where you're going, they just immediately go, oh, and they're really like, they hate it. Like, it's like, they don't like taking me home.
This happened to a friend of mine in Melbourne and she got in really late and he was like, oh, she was like, oh, look, if it's a problem, like, don't worry. And then she had this huge altercation.
Yeah.
And he kicked her out.
Well, wow. Wow. Very good.
I mean, anyway, not all cabbies, but you know.
So all categories were sort of covered in this trip, but yeah, that was my weekend. How about yours?
Well, this actually we're 9 minutes into the show. We normally do our advertising. So 13 Cabs, thank you so much for sponsoring us this week, as well as Virgin.
How do you know I feel Virgin?
Oh.
Huh?
How did you know I flew Virgin?
Did you? That was a guess.
I did, yeah.
Well, if you didn't, then it would have been against our contract, so.
Yeah, that's right. They flew you. All right, I'll go next then. Go. So my goal, different to Mick, mine are all separate. Oh, no, they're not. They're actually not. My goal this week was, much like last week, I went swimming again and very much enjoyed myself by swimming in the water. It's a lovely place to swim. Then my
Gabby's lost it.
My own goal,
pretty desperate at this category.
So
now.
I went in the morning. I went very early, and then the rest of the day I was very sore again. What I do is when I get out, I sit in the spa for 5 minutes and I think that I don't have to stretch now because my muscles are all warmed up. Kids, if you're listening, don't do that because that doesn't do anything. So sore, so much pain, like it hurt to walk, my back was that sore. So that's my own goal from swimming. Yeah, and you got to stretch, don't be stupid and stretch. That's my motto.
I'm writing it down.
I might just write that down too. Don't be
an idiot.
Stupid. No, I like stupid and stretch.
Okay,
now my streaker for the week is, I didn't get to mention this previously, but I've gone a couple of times now to watch my nephew play football. It is He plays in an under sevens league. It is incredible. They are so great. These little kids running around playing footy, having the best time. They're all so friendly. There's knock-ons, but no one really cares. Just a lot of fun. My nephew is a try-scoring freak. I love watching it. But last weekend, they had a big thing for all the Western Suburbs teams to go play at Campbelltown Oval. They got to run out onto the oval through the, you know, out of the grandstand and stuff. And they got to sit in the change rooms and do all that sort of stuff. Really cool. It was great to watch. They played a couple of games. I loved it. But the best part of it is, in my little streaker is, I loved that at the end. So all the, you know, family and friends are all sitting together in their own little areas for their teams. At the end of the game, his team ran over to the fence like they do in NRL or any sort of sport and like clapped the crowd to say thank you for coming. It was adorable. Cute. I loved it. It was so great. It made my day. So that's my streaker.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the thing. Kids are very impressionable, right? So
exactly.
If they see other teams do these things, then they'll copy them. And it's why it's important that they have good role models.
You are 100%.
Yeah. Especially in NRL. Let's just think about some of the other
things
that they
do. Into cubicles exactly. with other people.
We can get to that later. stand by. Gabby?
Yep. So my streaker is, I went to Canberra. It surprised me. I actually enjoyed myself. I had a good time.
That is a streaker. Far out.
The same city. I really was like blown away. I had a great time. And the goal was all the activities. I had hockey. I played poker, not in a casino at home. The ice hockey was incredible. So, so incredible. Weirdest sport ever. but it was in a tin shed in the middle
of the Braves. The Braves, I remember
Braves
that.
The Braves and versus the Sydney Dogs. Sydney Bulldogs.
Oh, okay. Bulldogs. I don't know.
It was in a tin shed, literally in a tin shed.
It's a Canberra skate rink in Phillip. I've been there many times. My sister used to be a figure skater down there.
It's real like community kind of regional vibes, you know. Upstairs is this like hilarious little riggedy bar thing that has like stools made out of basketball hoops and carpet that smells like, you know, all sorts of gross things. And they have
you don't know what's
fella,
happening on those.
No. And you have this old fella behind the bar that is just so mysterious and weird. And they only sell Tui's new Jim Beam and vodka cruisers. And
they got cruises.
You can only buy those things and drink them up the top. So we were at the sort of rowdy level watching the game. It was great fun. There's 11 of us who went to go watch the ice hockey. The beers sold out in no joke half an hour. So everyone was just smashing the Jim Beams and vodka stollies, which is hilarious. The cruises, so. But no, you can't drink around the edges, which I think is on purpose because there are always, always fisticuffs in ice hockey. So there is. If you go to an ice hockey game, there's no fighting. I think you should get your money back because I think the whole point is gloves must come off and there must be fisticuffs, which is what happened, which was thrilling. And I got a video of the guy getting kicked off and these guys are booing. Everyone's like screaming. Like the crowd is like, get a life, you suck, like going wild. And this guy's like, they come off the ice rink steaming, like fully saturated in sweat, steaming, while everyone's in gloves and beanies. And it is a wild, wild sport. If you haven't seen an ice hockey game, I highly recommend going. It is thrilling. So that was the goal. That was the streaker. The own goal is that I just cracked my beer that my beautiful partner delivered me, and it is literally all over my desk and all over my computer, and I don't have time to clean it up. So, you know, these things happen.
Wow.
Bit of a goal, bit of an own goal on that one.
One of the other benefits of Canberra Skate Rink is that it's just as cold inside the rink as it is outside.
Yes.
Same temperature.
Yeah, absolutely. It is just such a unique experience. I highly recommend it. Get some cold hot dogs and...
Little secret. I nearly became an ice skater. I practiced. I tried, but I couldn't go backwards. And if you can't skate backwards, you can't be an ice skater.
Oh,
but
no, it is.
I know. It's really hard. Can you skate backwards? Anyone?
Yeah.
Backwards?
Can you really? Backwards.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can skate.
I was hopeless. You can move
hard.
Backwards.
It's extremely hard sport. It's a wild sport. Hectic. Body slams. Like People are flying all over the place. They're going like 100 miles an hour on this ice. It's incredible. And then the best part about it is when the Zambino comes out and he gets to drive along the ice and make it all smooth again. What a job.
How does it, how do they make it smooth? Is it just like a brush that?
No, I think it's heat. So they think they make it kind of like, it kind of heats.
They melt the top layer of the ice.
Melt the top layer. Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Crazy sport. And this one was actually live on ESPN. So you can go back and watch this, this game if you want. If I don't know how you do that, but it's on ESPN.
Just,
if they're playing in Sydney, where do they play? Because you said there was a Sydney team.
Macquarie Ice Rink.
Macquarie.
Yeah.
It's actually a bit of a problem at the moment. Like, you know, no crowds are really turning up to the ice hockey league because it's not promoted at all. They're really struggling.
Well, here is the promotion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, theys and thems, you need to
Get an ice hockey player on the show. This is what we need to do.
We should really do that considering who we are and what we do.
Yes. Oh, yeah, let's talk about sport because we're going to get a show.
Okay. We're going to try and get a player. Well, what did you say, Mick? Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying sport? Let's talk about sport. Yeah.
I suppose so. Let's start with AFL. We don't often start with AFL, but the final regular season rounds of the AFL kick off tonight. And all the spots on the ladder between second and eighth are up for grabs. Sydney, for example, can finish anywhere between second and sixth. I guess we should probably talk about Sydney because they look like they're going to finish second. Well, they're sitting second on the ladder at the end of last round. But there's 4,000 other teams on the same amount of points as them. I'm just trying to bring the ladder up. Sorry.
I've got it up here. They've got the better percentage, but only by 0.6. So basically, they could win, but they could still slip down the ladder if they don't win and by enough against Melbourne or even Brisbane, who Brisbane are very close in percentage as well. So, yeah.
It's Collingwood. See, Collingwood could also win and Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne could all lose. Collingwood could finish second.
Yeah.
Sydney, like I said, Sydney can still finish eighth. It's that
pretty massive game last week at the SCG. The sun was setting, you know, massive sold out crowd at the SCG and the Swannies got up. It was, you know, the Swans have been inconsistent all year, but they're coming good at the right time of the season.
Yeah.
Looking exciting for the finals for them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What about the game against the white team and then the team that has the nice blue and red jerseys?
Okay. Let's break this down. White team. Are we talking Collingwood?
No, Cats. Cats would be white. Because they're the...
No. It's...
I think Fremantle have a bit of white.
The blue and red. It was the Demons. And then the other team wearing all white with like a little black trimming on the side. Kind of cute. And then it has like a funny... I don't know what that emblem is.
Far out.
Carlton.
Yep.
Oh my God.
That game was incredible.
Right.
With that kick at the end with the goal.
Facts. Boom. News. Nailed it. Nailed it, Gab.
Here's Mick with weather.
It'll be a nice day tomorrow with 20 degrees and the fringes, 22 out west.
Yeah, if you look up, there's a bright thing. It's called in the sky,
and then stuff will fall from the sky.
Sometimes,
like,
it gets wet. A bit like grey and stuff, and needed an umbrella. All right.
Also, bad news in the AFL. Well, bad news for Bombers fans. They're going terribly. They got flogged. Their coaches got the support of the team. I say in quotes.
Yes, which means always hurts.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just it is a very crazy weekend of AFL. Starting Friday night, if you are trying to work out who's going to play who in the finals coming up, because they play their finals a week after, right? They have a break and then the finals start. So if you're trying to work out what's going to happen, you have to watch every game, take notes. It's all over the place. Teams are going to be wishing other teams do
we'll,
good
we'll take
and
notes
bad
as well.
And,
yep. I mean, I'll take notes and then you'll really understand.
Excellent. Just try and note the team names down, Gab. That's all. It's not too much of a challenge.
I think people will get it. Colours is fine.
Yep. So sorry,
tennis and just one. News?
Yeah, we'll go to tennis. Wait. In 1 sec. But does, I just want to say Geelong obviously get the minor premiership. They're the only team that can't move in that. Yep. In that top eight there.
Oh yep, yep, nice.
Tennis. Yes, tennis.
Well, our absolute amazing goddess of all goddesses, athlete of all athletes, has got a new role, Miss Ash Barty. Sorry, I should say Mrs. Ash Barty. She's also just been married. Have you heard about her new gig?
I have not.
No, it just happened the other day. What is it?
She is now going to be the chief of inspiration for Optus.
What?
What does that mean?
She is, well, according to Optus, the role will see Barty feature in a mix of content initiatives, employee engagement programs, and community-focused campaigns aimed at connecting Australians together and inspiring them to say yes to their dreams, to their goals, and to their ambitions. I am now switching from Telstra to Optus. She has inspired me. Holy moly.
And Optus, if you'd like to sponsor Across the Park, please just email us at acrossthepark@gmail.com. Yes.
Acrossthepark Radio@gmail.com.
Whatever.
Yeah, she just said that, you know, I decided to prioritize Ash Barty the person over Ash Barty the tennis player. And in doing so, I've realized I can help so many people through my charity work, my role as a national tennis ambassador, and now with Optus as the chief of inspiration. What a job title.
There we go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Hot off the press.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. In other tennis news, Australia named its Davis Cup team for the group stage matches next month in Germany. And there's no Nick Kyrgios. He's had to come home.
It's sad.
Look, he's got a tough lot going on in his life right now. So, Kyrgios, I wouldn't blame him for not doing extra tennis.
Yeah. He's keen to get home. His parents aren't well.
His mum's not well. He's got a court case. A few things going on.
Yeah.
A few things happening.
Yeah.
In NRL, we'll start with
the toilet.
Well, sure. We can. The thing is,
NRL should be in the toilet.
All cards on the table. We are. This is Wednesday for us. And you are hearing us live on Friday.
The magic of radio.
Things may have happened. We don't yet know. So,
Well, let's just presume things will happen because they always do.
Probably should.
Kalen Ponga was in the toilet with Kurt Mann. He's the captain of the Knights. He doesn't play right now. He doesn't play much, really. Will he lose the captainship by the time this goes to air? I vote yes.
Mm. I think so.
What were they doing in the toilet? We won't speculate. We'll let your own mind wander.
It's just kind of bizarre.
Were they putting their dicks together? Is that what you're saying, Joel?
Oh, my goodness.
I heard it was a rumor that maybe they're engaging in some sexual activity in the toilet.
It's possible. There's lots of different things. Docking. We can't get into their...
That's what Joel was doing. He was doing this. He's putting his two fingers together.
We're running out of time. That's what that means.
That's not how you
well,
do that.
Well, well.
This is a radio show. People are meant to see us. Right. Okay, so we don't know what's happening with that. Sorry.
Nobody cares.
What I was going to bring up was something else quickly. Cameron Serrato is the next head coach of Canterbury.
Yes.
They got him. They got him for 5 years. He's gonna walk out of Penrith at a very young age of 38. By far the youngest coach in the NRL. Rowan is sitting by, and I would like to know how he feels about this, as he's a Canterbury supporter.
Yeah, I think it's a great signing. He's the next best thing. Every single club was after him, including Tigers. Quite unsuccessful in that bid there. But also the other rumor is because Serrato said he's worked with Burton, they're close to locking up Burton for probably about 4 or something years as well. So it seems like there's a bit of a master plan to bring in the next upcoming coach, keep him there for 5 years, you know, get the superstars all side and sign to build to the future. So I do think it's a really good signing. Feel a bit bad for Mick Potter because he's turned the club around. So hopefully he still has a position. It maybe hopefully as an assistant or something to do with the club, because he's also done a fantastic job. But looking to the future, I think it's he's the next big coach apparently. So yeah, good move.
While I've got you, Ryan, while you're unmuted, stay unmuted, because my team is playing your team this weekend. Big game. I think Parramatta and the Bulldogs is always a good game. Who's your tip?
Well, considering last time we dusted you up, I'm going to go with Bulldogs.
All right. I'm glad you can mute yourself now. No. I also want to bring up the amazing handshake and the two coaches from the EPL this week. Of course, you follow Chelsea. Thomas Tuchel is the coach of Chelsea. Antonio Conte is the coach of Tottenham. Now, Tuchel went to shake Conte's hand at the end of the match.
Oh, this was great.
But Conte didn't look him in the eye, and so he just held onto his hand, didn't let go. And Conte just trying to walk away, and his arm gets wrenched back. And Tuchel just like pulls him close, and says, "You gotta look me in the eye, mate." And it was like a bit of fronting up. The whole bench jumped in. It was bloody awesome to watch.
Also quite a significant height difference there as well. Yeah. Also quite amusing. And then all the players get involved and try and pull them apart. And it was the most meek interaction. It really wasn't.
But during the game, when the goals were scored, they was getting so fired up and pointing at each other and rah, it was amazing. I loved it. And both the coaches loved it too, because after the match, in the press conferences, they're laughing about it going, whatever. We're just having a bit of fun, getting fired up. But what did you think of that, Ron?
Oh, I mean, it's always, especially it's the Battle of the Bridge. Every time Chelsea seem to host Tottenham, something seems to happen. So it's all part of the narrative. They're rivals, it's all fun and games. I think everyone got a good laugh out of it. So yeah, it's great.
So good.
But EPL has kicked off. Into it, there's only two games down. Man U on the very, very bottom of the ladder. Manchester United, who Elon Musk reckons is going to buy during the week and then decide not to. A bit like Twitter. So screw you, Elon.
You realise it was not a good idea.
We got a game, Joel? are you muted? What? No. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I love it. You all just go quiet and look at me like, save us.
Oh, well, we can do a gay show without
you. We can keep going. That's the problem. Like,
that is always the problem.
I don't actually have a game, so I'm going to make one up as we go. But before I do, NRLW starts this weekend. This is round one of part two of the 2022 season.
Indeed.
Is starting this weekend. Saturday, the Eels will play the Roosters, while on Sunday, the Dragons will play the Titans. And then there's a doubleheader at Newcastle where the NRL game will play, and then the Knights will take on Brisbane. So there's five rounds this time round. I think there was five rounds earlier in the year as well. Then semis, then the grand final.
Interestingly, if you are doing NRL tipping on the NRL.com, it's included the NRLW games into the tipping rounds.
Oh, cool.
By default, you just get them. And I think that's great. So you've got to actually remember that the games are on and decide who you want to tip. People who tip, not Gabby.
Maybe I will now. Makes it much more interesting.
Too late, sucker.
It's game time. Professionals.
Yes, thanks.
This week, Ian Chappell decided to hang up his commentary boots from cricket. Chappelli was a fantastic cricketer, then went on to become a fantastic commentator. How many decades has he been commentating?
45 years.
That's not a decade.
Four decades.
Four decades.
Four decades is the correct answer.
One a bit.
Congratulations and well done to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is what happens when I don't have a game. Yeah, Chappelli's going to be missed. He's like the last one of the last. The
big... I was just singing that. Yeah, like all of the Tony Gregg, Bill Laurie, Richie Beno, Chappell. Yeah. This is it. He's the last one standing. So, yeah, sad.
Now we got the newbies. 78
years old.
Yeah. Still going well. Just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Fair enough.
Yep. And we don't want to do this show anymore. So...
Jeez, I thought you could tell us that in private, Joel. I mean, far out. I didn't know that was just...
No, for this week, we got 19 seconds. So
right.
Thank you all
Unless
very much.
Unless the intro went longer than we thought.
Yeah, then we're in trouble. But don't tell them that. They don't understand. Right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
yeah.
See you all next week, eh?
See you next week.
In the studio.
In the studio, it'll be much better.
Good. Sporty.
Bye.
Bye.